7,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Trading Made Easy is an automated day trading software that provides you with the tools and the data you need to succeed as a day trader. Whether the market goes up or down, tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn more tips and tricks. Call 1-800-971-4160 today to schedule your free live trading session. That's 1-800-971-4160. Tune in each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn how to succeed as a day trader. Call 1-800-971-6160 to learn more.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here in the studio, we've had Fox News on for the better part of a show, and one of the things we're seeing from their drone footage is there are still long lines to get into our country, and there are a lot of folks that are poised along our southern border that are actually in Mexico right now just waiting to make or break the border. But I found this fascinating. In fact, I was watching last night Governor Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has what I think is a novel approach, and it's not necessarily Greg Abbott that came up with this, but how we could have extended Title 42, that the federal government could have done this if they had wanted to, if the Biden administration had wanted to. This was Greg Abbott last night on cable news.
Some people, and I think you may be one of them, said, well, why not extend Title 42 and just tag it to fentanyl being the health crisis in America rather than COVID? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, listen, that's a very valid argument. Listen, Title 42 can be used for any health care purpose. Obviously, it was used for COVID. It could equally be used for fentanyl. Understand this. Texas law enforcement officials alone have seized enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the entire United States of America, not counting what all the other law enforcement officials have seized. We have deadly fentanyl all across America because of the cartels that have brought it across the border. It would be a very valid reason for the Biden administration to use Title 42 to close down the border to stop the importation of fentanyl, but apparently they just do not want to.
Why not, sir? Why not?
It seems to be part of the ideology of the Democrats in office today to have these open border policies. Go back to when Biden ran for president. He said there would be open borders. Now we're seeing the chaos as a result of it. Now, remember this. It was just 3 years ago, under President Trump, we had the lowest border crossings in decades because Trump put into place the Remain in Mexico policy, the Title 42 policy, the end of catch and release, and building the border wall. Biden just had to continue what Trump put in place, but instead he eliminated all of it just because of ideological policies.
Governor, we're inside of 4 hours before Title 42 expires. What do you expect will happen on the expiration? And we see the video of literally tens of thousands of immigrants, migrants, invaders coming, waiting for it to expire. What do you think will happen?
Well, it's going to be an ongoing process of chaos that we've already seen taking place. And that's exactly why Texas is doing what we're doing. And maybe you guys have shown some of the videos where we have the Texas National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety. They're putting up barriers of different types to prevent people from coming in areas that are not ports of entry. And we are increasing our manpower on the border as we speak. What the Biden administration is going to do, I have no idea, but it seems to be nothing more than an ongoing process of their open border policies.
Greg Abbott on Newsmax last night with Eric Bolling, and what he says I think makes a lot of sense, but the idea that Eric Bolling expressed was, we should have just tied this to fentanyl, and that would be our medical excuse to use Title 42. But the Biden administration didn't want it. Anyway, stay where you are. Coming up, Keith Skipper is the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications. What does he think of what's going on down along our southern border? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:30 on a Friday afternoon, I just checked the traffic cams, and I do see a lot of congestion as you try to work your way into and through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl right now. That's Interstate 515 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Very congested through there. Delays on Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset Road. Those bumper-to-bumper conditions continue all the way up to Tropicana and beyond there on Interstate 15 northbound. Commuters are averaging about 45 miles per hour on the freeways on Interstate 15 south at Sahara. And watch for crashes Ford Apache at Tropicana and Nellis at Cheyenne.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Raiders open up the NFL season on the road at Denver. That's September the 10th. Then a week later, they'll visit the Bills in Buffalo before hosting the Steelers on September the 24th. That's a Sunday night game. Vegas has a road game at Kansas City on Christmas Day. Then they'll visit the Colts on New Year's Eve. NBA playoffs, the Nuggets beat the Suns 125-100 to eliminate Phoenix. Denver takes the series in six games. They'll take on the winner of the Lakers-Warriors series. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, the Golden Knights and Oilers square off in Vegas. Game 5, best of 7, knotted at two games apiece. The teams have traded victories in the series. Vegas took Game 1 and Game 3. The Oilers with Game 2 and Game 4 wins. Game 6 is this Sunday in Edmonton. If necessary, Game 7 in Vegas on Tuesday night. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is the day after Title 42. Depending on where you are in America, you may or may not have felt the impact. Keith Skipper is the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications. I had a chance to visit with him earlier today, and I said, you know, Title 42 is over. What does it mean as far as our national security?
I mean, for our national security, it's in great danger. You look at the days before Title 42 came to an end, we were seeing all-time highs as far as border apprehensions are concerned in the 10,000 plus range, 11,000 in one day. And so that means there are many, many, many coming over. Then we know that when there are many, you know, record highs and apprehensions, that means there are a lot of gotaways, people that did not get apprehended. We, for instance, last weekend, we are aware that there was about 26,000 gotaways. In the previous 10 days, there had been 26,000 gotaways. It's bad. It's not good. And this administration has been trying to get rid of Title 42 for 2 years. They've been, you know, fighting in court to get rid of it for 2 years. And yet the day finally came and has now passed, and they never once came up with a plan. So it's terrifying.
Alejandro Mayorkas has come out, I think, twice or three times in the last week, declaring the border is not open yet. All you have to do is watch Fox News and watch their drone footage, and you see the border is open. What the hell is this administration doing?
They're gaslighting is what they're doing. I mean, they know that it's not open. I mean, look, I saw a clip from this morning where Mayorkas was on the Today Show. Not what you would consider it's not Fox and Friends. It's not Wake Up America on Newsmax. It's the Today Show, and he was getting grilled for not having a plan and for saying that the border was secure. And they were pushing back and calling them out for gaslighting. This administration, they think that they can just kind of speak this into existence instead of doing the work that's needed, whether it's bringing back the Remain in Mexico policy that we have had previously or continuing to try to build the wall. But, I mean, we need something now. I mean, the wall, obviously, we need to finish, but that's not something that's going to put a stop to this overnight. We need some concrete, solutions here, like the Remain in Mexico policy, like sending more support to the border. And unfortunately, governors are kind of left to their own devices here. You know, in Texas, Governor Abbott, he is doing what he can with what he has as far as, you know, the National Guard and other resources to try to put a stop to it. But it's a lot. It's going to overwhelm.
Well, I was on the southern border 2 weeks ago yesterday. I was down in McAllen and with Americans for Prosperity Foundation. And one of the things that I asked a Border Patrol agent, I said, the gotaways, how do we know that we should trust that number? And he said, well, we really shouldn't because we don't know. I said, is this kind of like a guesstimate? How many gotaways have gotten away? And he said, essentially, yeah. Yeah, it's a guesstimate, and it's not hard and fast. My question is the idea that they've spent 2 years putting together a plan, And then we look at the chaos that's going on down there right now in cities like El Paso and McAllen and Brownsville and Yuma, Arizona. What have they been doing for the last 2 years?
They've been, I mean, from what I can see, they've been in court trying to end for Title 42. They have not been doing anything to prepare for the end of Title 42. And, you know, you have now Border Patrol agents basically saying when it comes to these shelters that a lot of these folks end up getting released to, that the dam is about to break. We know in Yuma, they just, you know, they said they're going to have to start releasing people on the streets last night. We know in Texas, they're going to start releasing people on the streets. And so, you know, that gotaway number is going to be even more. Now we're, you know, we're back to where we, to having trust that these folks get apprehended, they get processed, they get told you have to come back to court to, you know, seek out your asylum claim, and then they just don't come back. And so they've done nothing, zero, zilch, nada, from what any evidence points to that they've done as far as doing something to plan for this situation. And it's clear that, you know, the folks that are trying to come aboard know or come across know that. I mean, when you see this massive surge of folks at the border, you know, I'm looking right now at Fox News. They are reporting that the Border Patrol says that there's over 15,000 gotaways this week. When you see this massive surge at the border like this, that shows that the folks over that are trying to come across know that there's no plan, and now is the time to strike and come and try to get across that border. So, this administration, it's like they've been so many times asleep at the wheel, and to be honest, negligent. They did not have any interest in coming up with a solution here.
I want to ask you about something that happened yesterday, the passage of H.R. 2. Republicans in the House of Representatives passed an immigration bill, a border bill. What is in this bill, H.R. 2?
There's additional, you know, border security measures. There's, you know, things like drones and of course, like putting, you know, continuing and restarting construction of new border wall. It really is a kind of a comprehensive plan to move forward and securing our border in the long term, especially. You know, unfortunately, this administration has said they have no interest in signing that bill. The Senate has indicated it has no interest in bringing that bill to a vote. And that really shows, I think, the American people where the Democrats' priority is when it comes to securing our border, when it comes to national security. It's not even on the list. It's clearly not on the top 10. I don't even know if it's on the top 25. You know, I applaud all our members. You know, again, Speaker McCarthy led on making sure that the caucus and the conference was united on this. They got 219. They got all the Republican votes. And so, you know, it is inspiring to see that Republicans are leading on this. But it is also at the same time disheartening that Democrats were quick to dismiss any interest in taking it out.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, the RNC National Director of Regional Communications. Closer to home, we are getting ready to complete week 14 of the Nevada legislative session. Just in looking at this last night, there are bills dealing with guns, with abortion, and none of them are good for the people of Nevada. Give me your assessment of where we are, week 14 of the 82nd Nevada legislature.
Now's the time for Democrats to come forward and start and take, you know, taking what the governor has laid out as his priority serious. I mean, the governor has said specifically when it comes to the end game, he wants more school choice. He wants to expand, you know, options for parents. He wants accountability in our existing system. Democrats have not seemed interested in doing that at all. And unfortunately, seem willing to just kind of wait it out and hopefully not. But, you know, they are putting in danger a special session. So I hope not. I hope that's not the case. They need to realize there's a reason why Governor Sisolak was sent packing, why Governor Lombardo has been up in Carson City this session. And it's time to come together. It's time to put down the kind of messaging bills that they have and their – and they're kind of they're wink, wink, nod, nod to all their special interests. It's time to get real. And what the governor has made clear is what he would like to tackle is education. He wants to be the education governor. And it's time for Democrats to come to the table and find a solution that brings more accountability to the system, that provides more options for parents, and, you know, helps our students be put in the best possible position when they're leaving their education and moving on to adulthood.
Keith Skipper, the National Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. Big period of time in our nation. The expiration of Title 42. We've got debt ceiling problems. We've got all kinds of different problems. We're not going to solve them all today, but we certainly bring them to your attention. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now, 728-5500. The call is free, and we'll come to you. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Grand Montecito Memory Care is having an open house and health resource fair for seniors on Wednesday, May 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. There'll be vendors on hand to talk with you about Medicare and insurance resources, local craft makers, free food from executive chef Ari, tours and move-in specials, and much more. Learn about Elder Grow and how to make your own candle. Join us Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 1 at Grand Montecito Memory Care, located at 6660 Grand Montecito Parkway, or call 702-240-0090. That's 702-240-0090.
Back by popular demand, the Sherwin South Point presents Human Nature. Back to the sound of Motown. May 11th to the 14th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. An amazing evening. And tickets are going fast, so get yours now. Human Nature at the South Point.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Ivy League is ground zero of the culture wars. I'm just about convinced of that, whether it be Harvard or Yale or Columbia or whoever it is. And Yale proved the other day what I like to call a universal truth about liberals. They didn't mean to. They didn't mean to do this. It was unintentional, but they actually proved out one of what I call a universal truth about liberals. Gentlemen, Jim, you've been following this story all day. What's the latest?
Yeah, this is kind of funny because they're at Yale, a very, very left-wing university. They claim to be studying whites who are less biased. So the assumption is that, you know, white liberals, they're not biased against black people or people of color. Well, the research found something different. The team put together that was studying this at Yale found that Democratic candidates used fewer competence-related words in speeches delivered to mostly minority audiences than they did with speeches delivered against mostly white audiences. Very interesting. And I remember a few years ago, Rush Limbaugh played a soundbite of Hillary Clinton. I think it was during the 2016 election, where she was down south, and she was putting on a little southern twang kind of thing, and basically reiterating what this study has proven. But what they've also found was that when Republicans are, and again, let's be fair, we're not like the left, there are fewer audiences that have a majority of blacks in the audience with Republicans. So, you know, just having said that, but they did find in this study that Republicans pretty much treat people the same, whether they're minorities or white. They treat them the same, where with the Democrats, they basically dumb their speech down when they talk to minorities.
And they didn't mean to find that out, did they?
No, they wanted to prove just the opposite, which is kind of funny. But, hey, you know, sometimes you stumble upon the truth if you actually look for the truth. And I just wish, you know, more of the people on the left side of the ledger would actually do that and you know, give truth a chance.
Unbelievable. Leave it to the Yaleys, to the Ivy Leaguers, to end up proving a universal truth that they didn't want to find this out. Unbelievable. Jim, thanks, man. I appreciate it. More to come as we continue. It is the Friday Get Your Weekend Started edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With every other attorney in town talking about winning and how much they've won, it's time we look at the facts and set the record straight. Learn & Row has helped over 150,000 people collect billions of dollars for their injuries, with over $1 billion recovered in the last 5 years alone. We have over 50 attorneys and over 400 legal professionals and the resources to fight for you. The reality is, there's Learner & Row, then there's everybody else.
Learner & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades, and family-owned.